Did we even talk about American Idol today?
No, we didn't.
Love the carnage last night.
Very quick.
Love the fact they went from 170 on Tuesday to the top 24 last night. And it's all in the editing, of course.
Yes.
But it's great at the very end, where you've got the cocky guy, the guy who's so cocksure of himself, the guy who kind of looks like Mario Lopez.
Yeah, the guy that was kind of comforting the other fella as they were going up in the elevator, like he was so sure that he was going to win.
There was one guy who looks like he eats a lot of Steakums, and one guy who looks like he was on Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And the guy from Saved by the Bell was saying, hey, dude, you know, whichever guy wins, it's God's way.
And then the bad karma of bad karma, when the elevator got to the top floor, he said, you go first, man.
And then after they picked the fat guy for the last spot instead of the skinny guy, skinny pretty boy, when they get in the elevator, he just kept saying, this is effed. This is effed. Dude, this is effed. And he gave the finger to the camera.
Wow. As much of a bad sport as anybody all season.
What a great end.
And he was a bad sport in that kind of non-redeeming way. You know, even if he'd gone off a little bit more, it would have been better. But no, he didn't do that.
And also nice with the giraffe girl, who could not believe that she was not picked. Yeah. Buzzer's a girl about 6'7".
Right.
And she can't sing worth a lick.
Oh.
But she got legs that will not stop.
Right.
And they call her out and they say, you didn't make it. And she says, well, I know I can't sing, but look at me.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one girl that there was one girl that they 86 who was the really weepy one, the really crying girl, who I thought had an absolutely incredible voice, and it stuck in my mind that she's going to be asked to come back. Don't they do that every year? They bring somebody back. Don't they bring someone? And I think it's going to be her. Do you know the one I'm talking about? She was really crying, like super freaked out, nervous, but she had an incredible singing voice.
When they showed her afterwards, I asked Carrie, does she have a black eye? And she said, no, that's mascara.
Yeah, she was so that upset, but I also thought she was really talented.
And you need to mention the fat guy by name because he's got such a great name.
Was it? It's like Hambone or something, isn't it?
Sundance Head.
That's it.
Sundance Head.
Wow.
There are two fat guys. There's the one with
the Jack Osborne guy.
Yeah, there's the Jack Osborne guy. And then there's the one with the little rectangular beard.
Sundance Head.
That's Sundance Head. And he was the guy that went up in the elevator at the very end. The other fat guy, who I said I didn't like, and I changed my mind last night.
He's funny.
He is funny. And, you know, and when he walks out and said, I bet you're wondering why I've called you all here. That, to me, I love that composure. That was
also
great.
Also, I watched the show and analyzed it too much. I was driving Janet nuts. I said, because I'm talking about Simon Cowell, like I know who he is, right? And, like,
Simon.
He's a real person.
They made him kind of sweet last
and
night.
I said, you know what Simon Cowell is doing? If someone gets selected and they have the balls to come over and look the judges in the eye and shake hands with them and say, thank you, he says to all of those people, very well done. Mm-hmm. And Janet said, no, he didn't. And then that's the magic of TiVo.
Back it up.
We went back through. Three of the contestants out of the 24 that made it went to each judge individually, shook their hand, and said, thank you very much. And to each of them, Simon Cowell sat down and said, very well done. And I think it's about showmanship.
Uh-huh. And did you know the other thing that he said to one of the nice ones when he was being super nice, Simon? I'm very pleased for you.
Yeah.
Because I actually did the TiVo thing trying to see what he was saying. Because he kind of mumbles a little bit. He said, I'm very pleased for you.
Yeah.
I forgot which one that was, but don't you think they were making him Mr. Nice Guy last night? He was just smiling all over the place.
And why did they let that one... The girl that was there with the other best friend and the 16-year-old that had, like, the catchy name, like Brandy or something
The blonde girl that's the country star, the next Kelly Pickler?
They had these three chicks, and of the three, there was one who looked like a Fran Drescher in training, and she even kind of sounded like that.
She's from Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
She made it
that.
Through. I was amazed.
There were a few in there where I was shocked. I also think, unlike other seasons, you didn't really get a chance, nor have you, to see everybody. I mean, they're
still
be
playing
in,
it cagey.
Yeah, they're going to be in this group of 24. A lot of people who you really haven't gotten a good look at yet.
I was shocked they broke up the Indian brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how queer was he?
Oh, he's out of.
Hey, listen,
prettier than the girl.
Be a man. You made it through. What do you say? Crying for your sister who didn't make it through. You know why the sister didn't make it through? The sister was naked on MySpace.
Oh, that's right.
Really? Remember
that,
her?
That is true. Well, you've had a brother, Don. You haven't had a sister. And there's a closeness there that.
With you and your sister? Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right.
Your sister that you're so bitter about?
Imagine, you know, my sister, if I had lost, my sister would be up there like popping champagne. Your brother's downstairs and he's going to open a vein. Oh, let him.
Both of you on American Idol.
Hello, Donna.
My sister
show.
Loves me. I know that.
Hello.
Hey, I can't tell you who the third president is, but remember, each judge gets a wild card pick and gets to pick one person to come back from the rejected group, so there'll be three.
You are correct, sir.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Buzz, don't you feel like you're missing something now?
Sometimes I do, but then I watch the show and realize I don't.
Okay. Well, before we get to this website, a very quick note here from a friend. I can't say the friend's name on the air. I'll tell Mike off the air. Okay, Buzzfeel for a moment.
All right. Don and Mike, we're about to do some Valentine rhymes pretty soon. John has input some names in the computer, and we'll soon hear what they are.
We will in a moment, but first this. An email received to the show from a friend of ours in Hollywood about Scientology.
Oh.
Some facts about Scientology from somebody we know who actually works in Hollywood, and that's as far as we will go.
Fair enough.
Okay? Let me see. Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony and their friendship with Tom Cruise is no accident. Mm. You have Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony, Leah Remini, John Travolta, Jenna Elfman, and part of the deal, now let me read this email that he sent absolutely as he wrote it. In keeping with Scientology's Hollywood deal, in which members hire each other, Leah Remini's husband has had parts in John Travolta's Swordfish and Jenna Elfman's Dharma and Greg, as well as several episodes of King of Queens. This accounts for Leah Remini's sudden promotion into the Tom Cruise inner circle. The now constant mention of the Cruises, the Reminis, and the Lopez-Anthonys. Hear now from our friend in Hollywood who sent us a very detailed email about Scientology. Not only does he go on to write that Jennifer Lopez cannot have babies, or she's not been able to thus far, and they're trying to come up with some Scientological. Thank you. Wait for her to have an immaculate conception.
Okay. Wow.
The latest celebrities to help were David and Victoria Beckham, who spent last weekend with their hands on Jennifer Lopez's stomach.
Oh my!
Is that so? That's why Bend It Like Beckham moved to L.A.
Well, now, I heard.
I heard that the Beckhams were going to be recruited. That there was an attempt to recruit them.
They're in,
but that they were resisting. So I guess maybe they're in.
No, they're in. And we got from the guy in California. We got a lot of stuff that flat out says that there is a Hollywood deal with all these Scientology people, where one guy gets a job for another guy.
And so you might want to look for posh Spice showing up in maybe American film and television.
And also, just try to get that picture out of your head. Jennifer Lopez just laying down and David Beckham and Posh Spice putting their hands on her belly going, grow, baby, grow. And somewhere,
kind of turns me up.
And somewhere, Leah's in the background going, who wants to be on King of Queens? It's a weird Scientology thing.
Do you think
get back to it.
Do you think we'll see Leah in other feature films? I would love to know now, what was the one feature film that was that? Was it Old School?
Old School.
That Leah was in?
That was not a Scientology thing, I don't think.
But who knows? I mean, who knows who's connected and who's in that? I mean, the big names weren't in it, but do you think, could Will Ferrell be?
Didn't Leah just recently get into the Scientology thing, or was she into that when we were friends with her?
She's been in it since we've known her. Because that was one of the reasons she went away. Maybe we should get into it.
I remember because we had photographic proof that they had photoshopped a Scientology get-together to make the crowd look much larger.
Yep.
And we asked her about it.
She didn't like
it. And she was fussy.
Yeah. All right. Well, remind me tomorrow. We've got a very detailed email from our Hollywood friend about what goes on in Scientology. Plus, tomorrow, you know what, Rob?
What?
Here you go. Hey, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
All this stuff, like the clown phobia.
Yeah.
And the thing about pornography.
Right.
And the thing about the movies.
Oh, the Larry, yeah.
And the thing about Sarah Jessica Parker's hands.
Yes.
We'll just keep all that till tomorrow.
I'll put it in the Tupperware.
Okay? Put that in a tightest
manana.
And we'll just go with this right now.
Okay.
The Valentine's websites are instasong.com,
okay,
bookbyyou.com, and another one we found called MidnightFantasyBritneySpears.com.
Okay.
These websites are all very similar. You put in names of friends of yours, and you either get spoken word stories that put their names in or love songs.
And we've already done this. We've already prepared.
Yes, we did.
All right.
For instance, we went to Instasong.com, and we put the names in Don and Mike.
Okay.
And this is what we came up with.
I'd always heard for every heart there beats another, a matter of time until someday you find each other. But Mike, each night when I look to the sky, I wondered out of all the millions, will the real one pass me by?
That's right, Mike.
But now I believe in all the joy and all the laughter.
I like that it's a real
song. See your emerald eyes, and I know we'll endure the morning after. Every dream that I dream can come true.
Come on, where's the part about more names?
All the millions, cowboy.
Is this a hook coming up?
I think so.
Today's our 20th Valentine's Day. Oh, my. I don't want to miss this chance to say.
But does she sing it's for me?
I don't think you're. You might be the one about Buzz.
The one about Buzz?
The Buzz one, I think, was the best one, wasn't it?
All right, hold on a second.
So they're all different songs. Okay.
Same website, though.
Sometimes I look in your dark brown. Donnie, I think of all
Donnie.
The times
okay.
I've wished you were George Clooney. You are my soulmate, and it's true. Mope part all day because of you.
I think the whole point of this website was if you were too cheap to send someone a Valentine,
right?
You could email them this thing.
Oh, I want those. Those are cool.
Personalized songs.
I want to play with those at home.
Like $5.
$5? All
right. Oh, it's $5 if it's not free?
Happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
What was that one?
What was that?
Happy Canadian Thanksgiving Day.
So you're pumping in information?
You missed a line, is that a Buzz saying he smokes pot because of you.
All right, then. Hold on. That's Instasong. Where's the Britney
How
Spears
How do they do
thing?
That?
Oh, here it is. All right, the Britney Spears website, MidnightFantasyBritneySpears.com.
You can do the same thing there?
You put it in three. Yeah, there it is.
You pop your names in?
In number three. Here we go. Yes.
Story.
It's a story from Britney Spears.
John, what's up? This is Britney Spears. I'm over here with your friend with benefits. Robert, we were just celebrating the release of my new fragrance called Midnight Fantasy when he handed me his phone and asked me to share a fantasy about the hottest girl in the world, you. You see, one evening after the sun had set, there was an exotic enchantress who lived in a magical and mysterious place called Alabama.
She'd been up
Her
a little
life
bit?
Was filled
She been up late at Good night?
Sounds like it.
Michael, what's up?
Oh, was that Michael, what's up?
Yeah, they didn't do Mike. You had to do
Michael. Michael, what's up?
Nothing.
This
babe.
Is Britney Spears.
Hi, pig.
I'm over here with your homeboy, Dawn. We were just celebrating the release of my new fragrance called Midnight Fantasy.
Okay, there's the joke
That's
right
the whole
there.
Point of it.
That's
right?
The joke. Okay, that's
my whole
that's the
fragrance.
Joke.
Michael, what's up?
Hi.
This is Britney Spears.
Hi, baby.
I'm over here with your homeboy, Dawn.
Hi, whore. Let's see. Here's, again, on Instasong, they've just put in Dave and Amanda.
Ah, good.
Super Dave and his girlfriend, not a lesbian, I'd Amanda.
I've always heard for every heart that beats another.
Same song.
A matter of time. Until someday.
Okay. Amanda.
And Amanda. Each night when I look to the skies.
Okay, all right. Let me see the next one.
I'd always heard for every heart there beats another, a matter of time.
Is this the one that says Mike?
Yes. Next line.
It'll come right here then.
But Mike, each night when I look to the
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Super Dave.
Same song again.
Sometimes I look in your dark brown eyes, Donnie. Think of all the times.
My song to you.
I've wished you were George Clooney. You are my soulmate.
So what it requires is her to sing on a particular key.
Right.
Every name known to mankind.
Oh, the words that you put in is like a Mad Lib, right?
And there are hundreds and hundreds of possibilities.
Okay. Michael, what's up? Hi. This is Britney Spears.
Hi, Pig.
I'm over here with your homeboy, Don.
Hey, whore. Do us both right now.
We were just celebrating the release of my new fragrance called Midnight Fantasy.
Yeah, I smell it.
Oh, that's good.
When he handed me his phone and asked me to share a fantasy.
Hey, you want to get deep into this fantasy a little bit? I mean, did we...
There's more things to hear, as I recall.
Does it get nasty at all?
Okay. Michael, what's up?
John,
this is Britney Spears.
No.
I'm over here with your homeboy.
John, does it get any better?
No, I think we've got it all.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
Wasn't there...
I didn't!
You did.
You did.
You did.
Damn it.
But don't we get to hear about Mike's hobbies in that fantasy?
Oh, something about the guitar.
And the piercings?
Don, we were just celebrating the release of my new fragrance called Midnight Fantasy.
Yes, Brittany.
When he handed me his phone and asked me to share a fantasy about the coolest guy in the world. You. You see, one evening after the sun had set, there was a wicked warrior who lived in a magical and mysterious place called Connecticut. His life was filled with one adventure after another. You know, playing an instrument, going to the gym. And, of course, flexing in front of the mirror.
Yes.
Then one day, something incredibly magical happened.
What's that, Brittany?
He spotted a mystical muse, Dawn, who seduced him with her magical powers. Uh-huh. He was spellbound by her scent, Midnight Fantasy.
Oh, Midnight
So they
Fantasy.
Decided to meet at midnight at a secret location.
Yes, we did.
He brought an acoustic guitar, and she waited behind a tree. When the clock struck 12,
I'm the she.
They began a bombastic love affair.
Bombastic?
It was you and I.
John.
Yes.
What's up? This is Britney Spears.
Hey, Orr.
I'm over here with your friend with benefits, Robert. We were just celebrating the release of my...
Robert the Mailman?
No, they didn't have Rob.
Your friend with Robert benefits. The
oh, that's...
Rob Spiewak.
My friend Robert Spiewak.
And friend with benefits is Boston Legal.
And it's John, not Don, right?
Right.
She said
right.
John. So for John and Robbie.
This is right. John and
when
Rob.
When he handed me his phone and asked me to share a fantasy about the hottest girl in the world, you. You see, one evening after the sun had set, there was an exotic enchantress who lived in a magical and mysterious place called Alabama. Her life was filled with one adventure after another. You know, going to the spa, getting piercings, and of course, flexing in front of the mirror.
Oh, that one.
Then one day, something incredibly magical happened.
Midnight Fantasy.
She spotted a gentle giant, Robert, who she seduced with her magical powers. He was spellbound by her scent, Midnight Fantasy. So they decided to meet at midnight at a secret location. He brought a bottle of massage oil, and she waited behind a tree. When the clock struck 12, she was a girl, not yet a woman.
She was a girl, not yet a woman.
Not yet a woman.
The full cast and crew for Old School includes director Todd Phillips, who is a Scientologist.
Bingo!
All right.
Interesting. Wow.
All right, thank you. Well, we've tied this in a neat bow today.
Donnie.
I sure liked our fantasy.
Those just suck.
Michael,
yes.
What's up? This
Hi.
Is Britney Spears.
How are you?
I'm over here with your homeboy, Don.
There he is.
Hey, suck it.
Suck it.
Suck on that, losers.
All right, well, isn't it a good thing Valentine's Day is over?
Thank
yes.
God.
We're done with that. It's not too late for you, though, Buzz. Maybe you'll score tonight if you send one of those to Marcia.
I hope.
Can you imagine that? You fill that up on your email machine? Dear Marcia, you fell asleep last night.
How
from
you...
Buzz.
Yeah, it was like a computer voice. Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Buzz. This is, what'd you say, this is Britney Spears?
Michael,
yes?
What's up?
Hi.
This is Britney Spears.
Hello.
I'm over here with your homeboy.
Buzz.
Dawn.
Midnight Fan. And the whole thing's around her like stinky perfume. Right.
Right.
Website.
Absolutely.
John, what's up? This is Britney Spears. I'm over here with your friend with benefits, Robert.
Your friend with benefits?
So you have categories that you check, right? Like
yeah.
One is homeboy, one is friend with benefits.
Drop down menus. But the best thing is clicking around and seeing how Britney can't talk.
Yeah, massage.
Robert.
All right, those are instasong.com, bookbyyou.com, midnightfantasybritneyspears.com. We'll have the links to those on our website, Don, and mikewebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the time. We're already into the Buzz News Hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.